This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. A woman who made a quick stop at a Germantown grocery store came out and saw that her car had been stolen, and her six-year-old son was in the back seat. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story.
It was just after midnight when the woman pulled up and parked at the Save-A-Lot grocery store lot here on Pulaski Avenue near Rittenhouse Street. Police say the key was in the ignition, the car was running, and her young son was sleeping in the back seat while she was shopping. But when she was done, she went out and saw the car was gone, and she called the cops. They blasted the car description and license plate info to officers all over the city. And then about a half hour later, Chief Inspector Scott Small says they found the car, and it wasn't far away. Whoever stole it left it a block away on West Shelton Avenue.
When they got in the vehicle, at some point they must have realized that there was a six-year-old boy sleeping in the back seat, and that's when they parked it and abandoned it.
The boy was not hurt and was reunited with his mother. A repeated convicted sex offender from Philadelphia has been sentenced to up to 3 decades in prison for possessing child sexual abuse material. As KYW's Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, he has another open case involving the assault of a young girl.
While awaiting a sex trafficking and assault case, Craig Coleman was sentenced to 18 to 36 years behind bars for possessing child sex abuse material, which he pleaded guilty to in January. He was on parole from another child pornography conviction as well as a sexual assault. Last month, the 33-year-old was also arrested on a third case, accused of repeatedly assaulting a 15-year-old girl he met online. State prosecutors say Coleman recorded the abuse and he tried to prevent her from talking to law enforcement.
Coleman faces about a dozen charges in that case, including sexual assault, corruption of minors, witness intimidation, and related human trafficking charges. He has a hearing in that case set for July. Temple University police are crediting newly implemented license plate reading technology for the arrest of a man suspected of burglarizing several homes in Delaware. KYW's Connor Barkon has more from Temple's campus.
The arrest of 20-year-old Jaheed Robinson from Delaware County marks the first time Temple's new technology, known as flock cameras, was used to catch someone wanted from an out-of-state jurisdiction.
We're the first university in Pennsylvania to use flock license plate reader system.
Head of Temple's Department of Public Safety, Dr. Jennifer Griffin, says the school was able to purchase the technology by using a $250,000 grant secured by Congressman Brendan Boyle. The license plate identifier is a software installed on existing campus security cameras that scans cars as they drive past. When a wanted license plate is detected, the proper authorities get a ping.
The program could be expanded because Congressman Boyle says an additional $1.2 million has been earmarked for more security at Temple, but the ACLU is critical of the license plate readers because the companies collect data on innocent drivers. There's another tech scam going around trying to steal your personal information. This one tries to trick you into thinking you need to pay outstanding traffic tickets or else. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
State transportation departments in Pennsylvania and New Jersey warn that if you get a text demanding that you pay an overdue traffic ticket or risk losing your license or registration, it's not legit.
These texts are not from PennDOT, and they are a scam.
PennDOT Driver and Vehicle Services Press Officer Amy Enama says PennDOT doesn't send out texts about traffic violations. The text also purports to come from the Pennsylvania Department of Motor Vehicles, which doesn't exist. The link appears to have a .gov domain, but it doesn't, and Enama urges people not to click on it.
If they do have receive one of them, they could report it to the U.S. Federal Trade Commission or the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center.
The New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission is sounding a similar alarm, alerting people to ignore texts from the DMV, which became the NJMVC more than 20 years ago. Former President Joe Biden spoke at a Memorial Day ceremony in Newcastle, Delaware today in only his second speech since leaving office and the first since announcing he has aggressive prostate cancer. KYW's Pat Loeb reports.
Former President Biden did not mention his cancer diagnosis, but stuck to the theme of the day, honoring the fallen. He noted his son Beau died 10 years ago to the day and spoke of his service in Iraq with the Delaware National Guard.
Proudest day of his life was putting that uniform on. And you know, one of the proudest things I ever did, pinning his bars on him. His legacy lives on. His children, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren, like those you lost, will be remembered. And remember who he was.
While Mr. Biden mostly avoided politics, he did call for greater unity and urged the crowd to defend democracy so that veteran sacrifices would not be in vain. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, you can get 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Contact your local Honda dealer today. Offers applicable only to well-qualified buyers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.